Thank you and good morning. Republicans are outnumbered in the state legislature, 25-14 in the Senate and 52-28 in the Assembly, so it's difficult for bills sponsored by Republican state lawmakers to get much traction. That doesn't mean they don't try, however, and on Friday, the Republican Assembly Caucus issued a press release about their proposed legislative package. One bill would be a constitutional amendment to limit any changes to proposed legislation be completed 72 hours before a vote to guard against last-minute and wholesale changes to bills. A second measure would require all reports authored by state agencies be posted online, and a third would limit the number of bills a lawmaker could sponsor over a two-year period to 20, down from the current 40. The final proposal would require a two-year budget process with a year for budget and oversight and a second year for policy discussion. Did you know that there were two state legislatures in the state of California? There is the regular legislature in Sacramento that carries out the daily business of the state, but there is another body comprised of volunteers established in 1979 that has a keen interest in the business of the state as well, the California Senior State Legislature. The nonpartisan senior legislature is made up of 40 senior senators and 80 senior assembly members who represent the interests of older Californians throughout the state. The goal is to improve the quality of life for California seniors by developing proposals and advocating for those proposals in Sacramento. The CSL is privately funded by donations made through the California Senior Legislative Fund, which is also listed on the state income tax form. For more information about the California Senior Legislature, contact North Coast Representative Jack Alderson or check the CSL website online. Be aware of a scam. Jordan Christmas has more.
With the tax season currently underway, it should be noted that residents should be aware of potential phone scams from unknown people who claim to be from the Internal Revenue Service. Residents of Eureka have already received phone calls from an out-of-area number, and the caller will say that the IRS will plan to sue you and will give you another phone number to contact. Citizens should be reminded that the IRS does not demand any kind of payment or personal information over the phone, and they do not threaten to sue anyone over the phone as well. The IRS will first contact you by mail. If you experience any type of IRS phone scam, you are advised to contact authorities.
Thank you, Jordan. It's normally pretty easy to find 19 citizens who are qualified to serve on the Humboldt County Grand Jury, but in 2014, it took longer than usual to find enough people willing to volunteer. Grand jurors serve for 1 year, from July through June, and applications for those interested are now being accepted. Keith North, who volunteers with the local chapter of the nonprofit group California Grand Jurors Association, urges those interested in serving to begin the process now. Applications can be picked up at the courthouse or by contacting the grand jury office by phone or email. You can also check for details at the county website. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Time now for Our Community News. In this month's Our Community News, we turn the focus to roadways and their impact on the economic life in the cities and towns along the northern coast of California and the Wild Rivers coast of Oregon. In a region that features little to no public transportation and which relies upon roadbound trucking for its shipping needs, the importance of local roads and highways to local cities and towns can't be overstated. In the county seat, Eureka, the city council is looking for new revenue streams to provide funds for city roads because of cuts to the highway users tax fund. City manager Greg Sparks pointed out that the bulk of traffic that moves through the county goes through Eureka.
We're bordered by developed part of the county that brings a lot of traffic through primary city streets. And then being a regional center with 101 and our commercial district, I think the traffic count on South Broadway was 31,000 cars a day.
Street and road maintenance is a concern in Arcata, Fortuna, and Garberville as well, and highlights the importance of safe, passable roads for commerce in our communities. With Norman's Dry Cleaning Building slated to be demolished in the coming weeks, Humboldt Bay Fire will conduct destructive hands-on firefighter training for the next 2 weeks at the building on East Street. The training will consist of simulating forcible entry, such as forcing doors and windows, and cutting holes in the roof and walls. No live fire training will occur at this location, and the training will not affect surrounding structures. So use caution when transiting the area. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.